while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
The Word of God declares, yea, the stork in the heaven. The stork in the heaven know her appointed times. And the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. What an indictment here. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. But my people don't always understand, I'll paraphrase, the timing of the Lord. Amen. But my people don't always discern the seasons of the Lord. Amen. Devil tries to distract you with all kind of problems. Amen. Amen. All type of pressures. You know, I'm up early in the mornings, and you know, from this early this morning, there was a pressure on me, and I said, the devil is a lie. But you know what I've discerned and understand down through the years of serving God, whenever pressure's like that, is because breakthrough is imminent. There's something about to happen that the devil want to get on you and weigh you down and discourage you and try to stop you and close your mouth and get you all sad. That's the time you really shout. That's the time you really break through. He already knows. Get mad at you like he gonna do something. He's under your feet. Keep him there. The stork, birds instinctively know. Monarch butterflies, I've talked about this before. I visited the place where they migrate to, a place called Morelia Michoacan. It's a place in Mexico. Southwest Mexico, yeah, southwest, way down near Guadalajara. Butterflies migrate there. Millions and millions of them at a particular time of the year, they will migrate all the way there. And that place will be filled with monarch butterflies. They know the time of their migration instinctively. They know. It's like in the north, when winter time's about to set in, certain animals you ain't gonna see. They already know. They already took off. They know, hey, we better get south. or we gonna be history. Just the ones that are made for the cold stay, right? But God says, my people often miss my judgment. Mistake my blessing, my favor, my time. But I have a word of prophecy for you here. The migration towards the fulfillment of your destiny has commenced. I'll say it again. The migration. You moving from where you at. I'm talking about in the spirit realm. You're about to move from where you are. God's about to relocate you. The migration towards the fulfillment of your destiny. What God has destined has commenced. Tell somebody it's on now. I'm just a messenger, and I'm here to tell you today that it has begun. I'm here to remind you today that it has begun. Anytime God declares a set time of favor, change happens. Expect some changes. Expect to see some changes. It's a power shift that's taking place in the heavens. Sometimes it's lonely when you're a prophetic person and you that carry that prophetic gift or no, you understand what I mean, because you see things. When you're a seer, God shows you things. Sometimes it feels like a curse because folk think you crazy until it comes to pass, or until they begin to see it and say, you know what, that brother said it about 5 years ago. I see stuff. You know what I mean? It's a burden that you carry. But when you see these things, you can see these things coming. Amen. And there's a power shift that's taking place in the heavenly realm. And it's God doing it. And events, even when they don't seem like they're working together for your good, events are being set in motion for the kingdoms of this world to become the kingdoms of our Lord and of our Christ. Amen. I said, even when they don't seem like they're working for you, God's working it in your behalf. Yeah. Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. Revelation 11 and verse 15. Somebody say a power shift.
Power shift.
What some may not understand is take an Islamic nation. If you've ever visited one, when the government there of Islam is strong, or even a Christian nation or nation of Judaism, whatever, then the people are at peace.
Amen. Amen.
They just operate under that, whether bound, whether they believe that or not, they just are at peace. But when something starts to happen to shake that government, and what you'll find is that a lot of times university students start revolting. They start picketing. They start marching. They start carrying signs. So on the ground, stuff starts happening. And it looked like, well, the devil is busy. No, what's happening is that stronghold is being dealt with. See, people think with all that's going on in the world, the devil's busy. No, the devil is losing his grip. That's what it is. He's not as strong or as forceful or as in control in the spirit realm as he was at one time. He's being cast down because the church is rising up. That's why on the ground we see all this crazy going on. It was at one time he was ruling everything. People were just in darkness. But people are waking up now. That's why all this stuff is being exposed. When it was in darkness, he was doing his thing. But now it's being exposed. We're seeing all this evil and wickedness and treachery in governments and all this stuff that he's trying to form, this gender stuff. This is his last ditch effort. He's trying to dismantle the image of God. But oh, there's a church rising up. I said there's a people rising up that are going to represent God fully. Amen. They ain't got no question about who they are or what they are. Amen. It's the spirit of Antichrist. Paul spoke about it back then. It was at work back then. And it's still at work. But I got news for the spirit of Antichrist and every demon and devil. Amen. Game is already over. Jesus already defeated you. It's a done deal. It's a finished work. We win this battle. We overcome. We triumph. Yes, we do. Why? We are blessed and highly favored. In the midst of the storms, we're blessed. Rising up, we're blessed. Laying down, we're blessed. In the city, we're blessed. In the country, we're blessed. Our bodies are blessed. Our children are blessed. Our money is blessed. Everything about us is blessed. We are the blessed and highly favored. Amen. Our times are in God's hands. Our times are not in the world's hands. Let me go over something here to establish somebody in their position. In Genesis 3, we find that God is looking for Adam. And he says, Adam, where you at? Boy, where you at? Now, if we know anything about omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent God, he already knew where he was. He's hiding. But that wasn't the point. The point was God was speaking to Adam because Adam didn't know where he was at. God knew. Adam, where are you? Adam had lost his position of dominion. He had lost it. He was out of place. He lost the glory. He was seeing himself different. Naked. No covering. So he was hiding. He'd lost his position. Right? Eve alongside him lost their position. Death entered in. Everything changed. But our starting place, see, because God never abdicated that mandate from us to have dominion. That's what Jesus came for. I want you to put up on the screen for me Ephesians chapter 1. I believe it's Ephesians. Yeah, Ephesians chapter 1. And let me find it here. I think about verse 17 we'll start. This wasn't in my notes for today. So evidently the Lord wants somebody to hear this. Verse 17, well, verse 16, Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus. And verse 16, he says, he ceases not to give thanks for them, making mention of them in his prayers. And he says in verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Somebody say, in the heavenly places. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And has put all things under his feet. Somebody say, under his feet.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC.